Hello, Cleaning Nation. It is so good to be with you once again. Welcome to the magical place that you will find everything you need to get the cleaning company that you dreamed about, that you told all your friends that you were going to have, the cleaning company you deserve. If you would like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, all of that cool stuff can be done through our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Of course, you give us a call, 480-648-5149. We love hearing from Cleaning Nation. Today, we have a member of Cleaning Nation live on the phone with us, Eddie from Lunra EcoSafe Servicing Specialist. I get paid to talk for a living. I can't even say that. Lunra EcoSafe Servicing Specialist has been providing commercial cleaning services throughout Florida for about 5 years now. If you want to reach out to Eddie and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.loonrah.com. That's LOONRAH.com. Eddie, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you for having me here. How you doing, Mike?
I am great. I'm glad to have you on. And if you think you can come onto my show with a name like Lunra and not have me either make fun of you or ask what on God's green earth you're talking about, you are mistaken. How did you come up with that name, my friend?
Well, Lunra actually it resembles perfect balance. Loon actually means the moon. It represents the moon, the night sky. And Ra is mythology. I don't know if people may not be in mythology, but Ra, the Egyptian sun god. So I put Loon and Ra together, the moon and sun, and it creates the perfect balance. We got Lunra, biocentric services.
I don't know about the rest of Cleaning Nation, but now I just feel stupid because that was like all smart and educated. And I, you know, here I am like trying to put, you know, that was awesome, man. All right. Now that I understand it, I am digging it. I was thinking some sort of military like hoo-ah, but Lunra, what you said is so much cooler than what I had in my mind. So how'd you get in the business, man? You've been doing it 5 years. What drew you into our little universe?
Oh, man, I had actually a career with the government. And, of course, sometimes with careers, it can be very time-consuming, schedules change. And, man, I needed to find something that, you know, would fulfill my, you know, my dream of spending time with my family as well as supplementing my income. Of course, you can't just quit a job with no income. So I started reading books, you know, as I had, you know, when I was doing my career, I started reading books to broaden my perspective, my, you know, my general knowledge. And I saw that, you know, there were other opportunities, and I read a Rich Dad book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that led to me searching to purchase a business, and I ran across a franchise opportunity that was available, and I purchased a franchise opportunity. Of course, I would recommend anybody before purchasing a franchise to read, you know, do your due diligence. I would recommend the book Buying and Selling a Business by Garrett Sutton. But long story short, I actually purchased a franchise, and I did that for about, 4 years, 4.5 years. And, you know, I gained a lot of experience. And then I just became more aware. I wanted to do something that I wanted to make a living as well as make a living, but not cause as much harm to the earth. So we stemmed off to Lunra. Now you have Lunra EcoSafe Services, Services.
Man, that is awesome. So you got wife, kids, or is it just you?
I got a wife and kid, man. Wife, 3 kids.
All right, so you're not fooling around. You actually got to work for a living. This isn't just for beer money. We got responsibility.
No, I got. If I quit this, I got to have something to take care of.
All right, awesome, man. I am. I love that story. It's so cool how you talk to 100 different people, owners of cleaning companies. You'll get 100 different answers to how they came into the business. All right. Well, I would love to give back and bring some value to your life, my friend. What's going on in your world that I can be of some help for?
Well, of course, with any cleaning company or janitorial company, services, when you initially start, your services aren't there, but over time you enhance, you get better equipment, and with better equipment and better services, rates have to increase. I just wanted to know how do you go about increasing the rates to your customers and what type of relationship is important in the process?
All right. That's such a good question because I know that just, you know, coaching people all the time. I talk to people and it's so funny that 3 to 5 years is about when it happens when people kind of look back and go, you know, hey, I love that I've had this contract since I started. This is like my first 2 or 3 contracts, but I'm not making any money. What was I thinking? How on God's green earth did I think I could do that job for that kind of money? But then you feel bad because they're your first customer. They always pay it on time. They love you. They're nice. Am I picking up what you're laying down or am I missing?
Man, you're hitting it 100%. Keep going. You're hitting it 100%.
You may be able to tell. I've heard that more than once from more than one different cleaner. So as usual on this podcast, I like to talk philosophical first and then tactical second. So we got to get our mindset right about how we are looking at the situation. So when you go to have that conversation, you're kind of ready, right? If I just gave you the tactical and I asked a question or kind of got you off track, you'd be like, oh, my crap, my mic didn't, that's not in the memorized speech that I have for you. So let's talk about the philosophy of how you want to look at it. And then we'll talk about how that will flow over to what you actually do to kind of make that relationship right with your customers. Does that sound fair?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. So first and foremost, and this is probably where I start with anyone I'm coaching, either in group or in one-on-one, with why the business exists. Just about everybody I work with started with some version of freedom. And it sounds like that's what you want. I want to build something special, right? I had a job or I did this and I always felt like I could be more. And I've got this creative streak and I wanted to build and create something I'd be proud of and my family would be proud of. And I wanted financial freedom and time freedom. I want to watch my kids grow up. Any of that resonate with you, Eddie?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so lots of people start with some variation of that. But when they get to me 3 or 4 or 5 or sometimes 10 or 20 years later, they're like, I don't have any of that. I don't have freedom. This business is a worse taskmaster than any boss that I've ever had. And I'm working too hard. And sometimes they're getting the financial rewards, sometimes they're not, but they don't have the freedom. And they're kind of tied up in this, I can't do this or I can't do that. And it's turned. Instead of this business being this amazing, beautiful thing that serves them and their family and enriches their lives, they've become the slave to this business. When the business says, I need you to be here at 10 p.m. on a Saturday, they do it and they leave their family to do so. Or I need money to grow, or I need this, or whatever the business needs, the owner is now the slave and just kind of giving that business whatever it needs. And it's turned. Instead of freedom, they've enslaved themselves. And I'm not saying that that's where you're at, but that's kind of the mindset they come to me is, I love, this is my baby. I would do anything for it. Whatever it needs, time, money, passion, life force, I will give it. I'm not saying that you're there, but does that at least sound familiar, Eddie? Like, okay, I can see.
Okay. Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying.
Okay. And you're probably going, well, dude, that has nothing to do with what I asked you. Why are you drunk? No, I'm not.
No,
I promise,
man, you're good.
We'll get there. I promise. So the first foundational shift we need to make is get back to that place of, this business exists solely because I chose it to exist. It exists solely to please me and my family and accomplish the goals that I set out. And if those goals are to improve the community or to provide jobs or to pay for your kids' college, all those are fine goals, but we need to remember that is why the business exists. And the moment it starts to try and get outside of that and suck life out of you or be your boss or your slave, your taskmaster, that's the time you kill it or change it, right? We don't tolerate that. So that's where we need to come with customers. If you've got that foundation of, the business exists to serve me, I certainly do not exist to serve this thing, then what will flow from that is, customers are around when they serve the goals of my business for financial freedom or to provide jobs or to build something amazing, whatever that is, that's why the customers are there, right? You don't clean to clean. You clean because you think this customer can add value to the universe, the goal, the mission that you are on with this business. So the moment that customer stops fulfilling that goal, they gots to go. So
okay, I follow you.
If they don't pay, right, you're constantly begging for your own money and they won't pay or they're late, not so good. If they're berating or screaming at your customer or your employees or calling them names or treating you poorly in a way that doesn't fit with the freedom that you got into this business for, they gotta go. If they're not paying as much money as they should be, right? If they're not profitable, if you're I'll get cleaners, they'll send me when I start working one-on-one, I have them send over their customer list of like, hey, what's it cost you to do? You know, how many hours does it take? What are you billing? I'll find 10-15% of the customers that they're literally writing a check for the privilege to clean. And they're like, oh, I can't fire, you know, fill in the name of either the household or the company. I can't fire Eddie. I've been cleaning his house for years and he's the nicest guy in the world. Of course he's nice. You're paying him to clean his dang house. Of course, he's got to be nice. So first and foremost, we got to understand they're not customers if you're paying for the privilege to clean their place. They're not customers. It's a job. You know, that's not what you signed up for. So before you have any of this conversation, you're going to go in with that mindset of, the business is here to serve me and the customers are here to serve the goal of the business. If we're not a good fit, that's okay. It's totally fine. You don't owe them cleaning their job forever at slave wages. You just don't. So that's where I want you to come to, not just you, but Clean Nation to come to that, not angry or pissed off because it's your fault. You didn't charge the right amount. They're paying whatever you ask. So not angry or confrontational, but just with that confidence of if this isn't a good fit, it's not a good fit and that's okay. Is that a fair, anything you, any, are you following me so far, Eddie?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man.
Okay, cool. So, okay, with that said, with commercial, I like going face to face. With residential, if you've got to do 100 or, you know, change a bunch of prices, you can think about email or phone, but generally commercials, fewer accounts, larger dollar amounts, it makes sense going face to face. So is that something you're comfortable going to have a conversation with your customer on?
Oh yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay, cool. So I, the way I would go to them is first and foremost, I always want to have every conversation with my customer around their pain, right? We've talked about this in other episodes. I'll try and link to some in the show notes page, but it's always, you know, the worst way to try and get a job is you have a dirty toilet. You need, it'll take 20 hours for someone to clean this place every week. I'll get people to come put that 20 hours in. You'll give me money. That's super low wage work. High wage work is tell me about the pain that you have. What pain in your life can I solve? How can I improve your life? How is this facility management process making your life difficult or hard, and how can I solve that problem for you? So that's ideally where you want to be at the beginning, and that's where you want to come to again. So you're going to come to them and have a conversation. First of all, how have we been doing? How are we, when we started, we said we were going to solve this pain. You told me that people would come by, you know, the VP would come by and the place would look shabby and you were embarrassed. You thought you were going to lose your job, and customers complain, and you know, whatever pain that you talked about, hopefully that you know. Are we solving that pain for you? And if, when you start with that conversation, you're getting one of two answers. One is no, and the other is yes. If the answer is no, you got to back it up and go, whoa, we got to fix that first, right? Because until you're confident that you're able to solve that problem, doesn't matter what you charge, it's not worth it if you can't solve their pain. And that's going to kind of go into, gosh, that's part of what I want to talk to you about is I don't feel that we've been spending enough time to be able to solve your pain, right? We've been trying to cut corners and make it work based on the budget that we've got, and it's not working. So we need to redouble our efforts. I should have come to you earlier, because at no point should we not be solving the pain that we told you we were going to solve, but we're not able to do it for the budget that we've done, and that's my fault, right? I didn't do a good job bidding it. I didn't do a good job setting expectations. So we need to make a change. The way we're going to make that change is either we need to charge you what it's going to cost us to provide the service that we promised that we'd provide, and that's this amount. And I understand if that's too much or you feel that that's unfair. And someone else can provide that service, you know, and get it done for you at a cheaper price. We understand, but this is what it's going to take for us to do that. And in exchange, we're going to start doing a good job for you. That, you know, you got to make sure that you're delivering the goods. You can't raise prices and not have them be happy. So that's how I do that conversation. If they're not happy, if they are happy with the service, you go, fantastic. I'm so excited. Here's the problem. We really, really, really want to make sure that all of our customers are happy. We don't want any customers that are happy. The problem is we didn't bid this right. I made a mistake. And I probably should have come and talked to you about it a lot earlier, but because, I want to do the right thing by my customers always, I wanted to wait until it was kind of an emergency. And quite frankly, it's an emergency. We're just not getting paid enough to provide the service that you want. So here's the new pricing, and same conversation you had before. Like, this is what it's going to cost for us to provide the result that we told you that we'd provide. And those pricing were there before, and maybe I made a mistake. Maybe minimum wage has gone up. Maybe things have just got more expensive. Doesn't matter. You are the owner of the business, and you have the right to charge anything that you want. And they have the right to go, are you out of your mind, Eddie? I wouldn't pay. Okay, that's fine. If you want to find someone to get that result for you for the money that you're paying, God bless you. That's fine. Like, no, we don't have to be angry with one another, but this is what it's going to cost to provide the result that you're going to get. And that's that. And you've got to do the math. So many people kind of figure, oh my God, if he quits, it's so much money. It's this or that's the other. Do the math. I promise you, if you're not making any money, you don't care if they quit, right? Because if they're barely paying the profit and overhead, you know, if you're making $1,000 a month and your payroll's 900, it's costing you money to do that job. So if they quit, God bless you. You just got a raise and you have to do 10% less work every month or whatever percentage of your world they are. So that's how I'd approach it. But the tactical what you say isn't as important as the foundation of the business exists to serve you, not you to serve it. The customers are only there to further the goals of your company. And when you have that conversation, it's not about we want more money. It's here's the solution that you have hired us to provide. For us to continue to provide the solution, this is what it's going to cost. And if you don't think that's fair or not a good fit, that's fine. Maybe, you know, we're happy to help you transition to someone else. And I hate to tell you, here's a surprise ending that a lot of you won't get that I'll give away. Half of them are going to go, whether they say it out loud or just in their mind, they're going to go, oh, I know you. I know that you've been charging too little for years, Eddie. Like, you know, you're charging me $1,500 a month. The last guy was at 2,000 and that was 5 years ago. I know. So they know, half of them know, and they're going to be like, all right, well, you know, I had a free ride for a couple of years and you figured it out. And, you know, here we go. So very few of them are going to be upset. And the ones that are upset probably aren't for you. So that was a lot to cover in just a very short time. Any questions or thoughts before we move on, brother?
No, man, that was great. That was well said.
All right, cool. And then worst comes to worst, if you're like, wow, that's just too hard of a conversation, just send this podcast to them in the mail and then they'll get the idea.
And I'll put your name on it, man.
If you have any problems or anger with the pricing, call Mike. If everything's good, talk to me.
That's funny.
All right, awesome. Well, good. I'm glad that could help at Cleaning Nation. Hopefully that gives you guys some value. Let's hit the lightning round and I'll shut up for a minute and give Eddie the chance to give you guys some value from the experience that he's had. Three quick questions. Eddie, you're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Be organized. When you're organized, you know, you have a clear-cut path and then you know exactly what your goals are. So if you want to be successful in anything, I think you should be organized.
Hard to go, nope, you shouldn't be organized. That's terrible advice. Well said, Eddie. Here's my favorite question. What is the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can kind of learn from your mistakes?
Oh, man. Initially, when I started out, it pretty much being unbalanced with the pricing. You go in and you know the services that you provide and you see what the, you know, when you ask, what are they paying? You find out what they're paying. You get a little worried about what you should be charging. I think you should go in and be confident in what you believe that you can provide and, you know, not allow other companies to make your prices fluctuate, you know, too dramatically. Of course, sometimes it's necessary, but sometimes, you know, it was unnecessary.
Let me put one little asterisk by what Eddie said. He said, sometimes you go in and you find out what their pricing is and then it makes you want to change your pricing. You often do not find out what their pricing is. You find out what they're willing to tell you their pricing is, which is often a different kettle of fish than what they're actually paying. So always aware that I know this is going to shock some of you. You might want to sit down. Sometimes people lie to try and get a better price.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not none of your customers, Eddie, of course, but you know, out there in the world that happens. All right, last question.
Yeah.
What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away today before they go to bed, something simple and easy that will improve either their life or their business or both?
Oh man, I would say being more consciously aware of everything, you know, everything around you, all the way from courtesy to others, healthy eating, you know, the things that you put off into the environment. Just be more consciously aware and actually have a true love, more than just a man and a wife. Just love everything and your life, it'll line up and you'll find by acting out of love, you'll get to do what you actually love.
Man, Eddie is so smart and philosophical, making me feel like a dunce. But that's good stuff, Eddie. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation is loving you. If you want to check out Eddie's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of free resources. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.